Tonight on NBC, Cheers closes its doors after 11 seasons. TV critic David Bianculli has an appreciation of the series, if not the hype surrounding its finale.
I love Cheers. Always have. When it began back in 1982, I wrote a column trying to bribe Nielsen families into tuning into Cheers. They didn't have to watch it, just tune to it. And I've always said that if you combine three good episodes of Cheers and perform them on Broadway with the original cast, you'd have a better and funnier show than most of the comedies in New York these days. But the hype, geez. My favorite so far was when Jane Pauley devoted just about the entire Dateline NBC this week to puffing up Cheers, including this opening pronouncement.
48 hours from now, right here on this very same station, you may be one of the estimated 120 million Americans watching the final episode of Cheers. The show's 11-year run is coming to an end because Ted Danson decided it's time to go. Some expect it to be the highest-rated entertainment program in American TV history.
And some, like me, are saying no way. NBC would like Cheers to be another MASH, which ended with an expanded episode that became the most-watched TV show of all time. More than 60% of all the TVs in America were tuned to MASH that night 10 years ago. That last MASH offered not only the end of the series, but dramatized the end of the Korean War. At Cheers, it's just another night at the bar. Besides, TV audiences are so fragmented today, thanks to cable and VCRs and other sources of video entertainment, that it's hard to imagine anything outdoing MASH, or even the 1980 Who Shot JR episode of Dallas, which ranks second on the all-time list. It'd be impressive enough if tonight's Cheers got a higher rating than the finale of 1967's The Fugitive, which ranks 16th. After all, we're talking ultra-huge audiences here. Everybody I know watched Oprah Winfrey interview Michael Jackson earlier this season, and that special didn't even crack the all-time top 50. But even though the logical part of me says Cheers doesn't stand a chance, the emotional part wishes it would wind up at the top. That would convince programmers there's still an audience out there for something truly extraordinary. If you show it, they will come. And a record rating would reward Cheers for producing 11 years of one of the best TV comedies ever made. The gang at Cheers was the biggest and funniest bunch of losers and dreamers since The Honeymooners. One of the reasons the show finally clicked, besides the great scripts and talented cast, is that everybody could gravitate to a different character. My favorites were Norm, Cliff, and Frasier. All guys, and all at the periphery of the bar. Other friends of mine loved Carla and Woody, or Lilith and Rebecca. And everybody, it seems, liked Sam, who was true to character all the way to the end. Or at least to last week's show, when he decided to attend a self-help group to confront his sexual compulsions. Even then, honesty was a problem.
My name is Steve.
Hi. Hi, Steve.
I'm starting off on the wrong foot here. My real name is not Steve, it's Bob.
Hi, Bob.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm really embarrassed. My name isn't Bob either. It's Sam. No, really, it is.
Hi, Sam.
I'm going to miss Cheers. We all are, regardless of how many of us tune in tonight to say goodbye. But the show and its characters won't be forgotten. They're part of our common cultural vocabulary now. And you can put Norm and Cliff, in particular, right up there alongside Archie Bunker and Ted Baxter and Ralph Cramden. They're like Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol. It's not just that everybody knows their name. Say the name, and everybody knows their character. Did you know that in television or on any other medium, only 0.004% of any fictional characters ever achieve that sort of prominence and instant recognition? Cliff said that. Or he could have, anyway. So tonight, I'm going to sit back, drink a beer with Norm and the rest, and say farewell to a show that served us all well for 11 long and very funny years. Good night, Cliffy.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News and author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously. I'm Terry Gross.